Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. Then the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone." Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them," the devil said, "because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will worship me." Jesus replied, "The scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say, he will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus replied, "The scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God." When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went, as usual, to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah, the prophet, was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. "The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day." Everyone spoke well of him and was amazed by the gracious words that came from his lips. "How can this be?" they asked. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" Then he said, "You will undoubtedly quote me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' meaning do miracles here in your hometown like those you did in Capernaum. But I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his own hometown. Certainly there were many needy widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the heavens were closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine devastated the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them. He was sent instead to a foreigner, a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. And many in Israel had leprosy in the time of the prophet Elisha, but the only one healed was Naaman, a Syrian." When they heard this, the people in the synagogue were furious. Jumping up, they mobbed him and forced him to the edge of the hill on which the town was built. They intended to push him over the cliff, but he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. Then Jesus went to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and taught there in the synagogue every Sabbath day. There, too, the people were amazed at his teaching, for he spoke with authority. Verses 1 through 32, Luke chapter 4. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to open your word every day and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of wisdom, counsel, life, grace, and encouragement. Thank you for the opportunity, the privilege of being able to hear from you and to hear from heaven every single day. More and more empower us to be believers that make it the high priority in our lives that you would have it to be, to fill our hearts and our minds with your word each and every day, and empower us more and more to be the faithful hearers and doers of your word you'd have us to be as well. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for bringing us hope. Thank you so much for in Jesus overcoming temptation, in Jesus overcoming sin, and in Jesus overcoming death. Thank you so much, Father, for offering us life, for offering us a new identity in you, and for giving us a new way to live in your likeness. And thank you so much, Father, for the promise that you are going to finish bringing hope. You're going to finish bringing reconciliation, and you're going to right every wrong. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We are in the midst of, actually, on day one of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme for this share-a-thon comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7, that tell us, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Again, our theme for this share-a-thon is revive us again. And we'd like to ask and invite every single listener, please pray for the ministry of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. Pray for the share-a-thon, that the Lord would anoint it, use it mightily to glorify him, to build his kingdom, and that the Lord would bless financially as well as spiritually. We appreciate very much your prayers for every day of our fall share-a-thon. The number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge to help us continue the mission and work of AFA, call 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to afr.net to make a pledge. Again, that's afr.net. We hope that you will get involved. We're going to take time now to listen to some testimonies from listeners who've been blessed and who, through persons who the Holy Spirit reached through this broadcast and encouraged their lives in their walk with God.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee. And I cannot tell you how much your radio program means to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're listening to American Family Radio. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. Once again, that theme comes from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7 and 6 through 7. And the theme is revive us again. We hope that you will pray for this ministry, as well as prayerfully consider calling in to make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio. You know, as we often do on the broadcast, we share about articles that have written, discipleship articles that are found on the AFA stand. And I want to share from one article in particular that deals with the overall topic of the building blocks of discipleship. The title of the article, "The Building Blocks of Discipleship Being a Pro." Again, the title, "The Building Blocks of Discipleship Being a Pro." Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. One of the great, exciting, and critical works of the church we're called specifically to carry out the Great Commission. And that's the work that involves the great work of making disciples. This important calling is directed to every believer in the world. It's clearly one of the highest priorities of the church in all of life. Well, just what is a disciple? A disciple is a learner and follower of Christ. Actually, there are many other ways to explain and define what a disciple is, but this phrase is very accurate and to the point. Each one of us is called to be a disciple, and we are each called to make disciples. Obviously, the first person you disciple after you're born again is you yourself. As you journey on the road of life as a follower of Christ, our disciple-making definitely needs to start with me. How can you or I help others to learn to follow Christ if we're not living a life of following Him ourselves? So I need to start with myself. Understand clearly that the work of discipleship involves both evangelism, the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then helping believers to grow up in their faith as well. Evangelism is where discipleship starts. This is Acts 16, verse 31. And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And then John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So what does the work of disciple-making consist of? What are the quote-unquote building blocks of discipleship? You could say that the essence of being a disciple can be summed up in three letters, P-R-O. The three letters of the word pro, P-R-O. P refers to your prayer life. Pray without ceasing is what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us. Building a strong, daily, and consistent prayer life is a very important part for all believers to play. We're all called to be disciples who are given to prayer. R refers to reading and meditating on the Word of God. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," is what Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us. Every believer is called to be a student of the Word of God. A good habit to start is to read at least three chapters in the Word of God every single day. It could be the same chapter that you read and meditate on, or it could be three different chapters. Both are good and wise things to do. And parents, we're wise to have each of our children to read three chapters out loud to us every single day, and thus plant the Word of God in their lives as well. O refers to obedience. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, James 1:22 tells us. We are called to learn the Word of God in order to obey and live it. Truth is always meant to be applied. One could basically sum up the life of a disciple with these three basic aspects of a believer's life. Again, P-R-O referring to P, referring to prayer, R referring to reading and meditating on Scripture, O referring to obedience. Every area of our lives as followers of Christ could fall into one of these three areas or categories. May we each seek to be committed to adding these quote-unquote building blocks of faith to our lives as followers of Christ. We are called to be a disciple and to make disciples. We are to live a life in obedience to God, and we're to teach others about how to follow God in the same way that we're to seek to live ourselves. We'll pick up with the article on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. The theme is Revive Us Again. To call in to make a pledge, you can call 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or go online to afr.net. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a runaway, with no way home and no way out. I threw the best of me away. I had my chance, it's too late now. Too far gone and too ashamed to think that you'd still know my name. but love refused to lend my story in that way. You didn't wait for me to find my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running. Relentless grace would chase this rebel down, crawling to this prisoner's cage.
The music of Casting Crowns with Love Moved First. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and we appreciate you being a part of our fall share-a-thon. Our theme is Revive Us Again in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and that draws from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. To call in to make a pledge to help us carry the work and mission forward of American Family Association and American Family Radio, call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We'll pick up continuing the article that we were sharing. Again, the title of the article, The Building Blocks of Discipleship, Being a Pro. And we'll pick up close to where we left off. One could basically sum up the life of a disciple with these three basic aspects of a believer's life. Again, following the three letters of the word pro, P referring to a vibrant prayer life, R referring to reading and meditating on God's word every day, O referring to obedience or obeying the word of God. Again, those three basic areas of discipleship, P-R-O, prayer, reading the word, obeying the word. Every area of our lives as followers of Christ could fall into one of these three categories or areas. May we each seek to be committed to adding these quote-unquote building blocks of the faith to our lives as followers of Christ. We are called to be a disciple individually and to make disciples. We're to live a life in obedience to God, and we're to teach others about how to follow God in the same way that we are to seek to live ourselves. In other words, we are wise to put the building blocks of discipleship to work in our lives, and we're to teach others to do the same. There are many things and tasks in our lives that we as believers can busy ourselves doing, yet the reality is that many things some believers do or are part of, sadly, are too often a big waste of time. There are many ways to spend our lives that, in the economy of life and time, amount to basically nothing. But when we hear the word of God and obey it, we can step into the eternal purposes of God. God's word clearly tells us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 6:33. The great work of being a disciple of Christ and making disciples produces fruit that is eternal. It's extremely important that we as believers make seeking God ourselves a top priority. Encouraging others in their faith is crucial as well. So daily, let's redeem the time. Let's not waste our time. Wasted time is wasted life. Making the best use of the time because the days are evil is what Ephesians 5:16 tells us. Let's make it a goal to be very clear about what some of the basic building blocks of discipleship are as we carry out this important calling. Know, too, that without question, there needs to be an urgency about the work of making disciples. Every day, many people are leaving this world in death, and too many have left without knowing Christ. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Let's faithfully be about our Father's business now, today, and every day. Every day is important. Every day counts. Again, the title of that article, The Building Blocks of Discipleship, Being a Pro. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email me at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And we'll be glad to get a copy of this article to you. Isaac is going to give us the number now. If you're one who's listening and you're wanting to call in and make a pledge or go online, Isaac's going to tell you how to do that.
So to make a pledge, you can call at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net.
Amen. And let me just remind every listener that no gift is too small. You know, sometimes we as believers can make a mistake as it relates to the whole matter of us giving to the work of God's kingdom, the church, or to ministry. Sometimes we may think, well, if I don't have a huge amount of money or a large figure, maybe I just won't give. Well, what a tragedy that is, because remember, God builds his kingdom one seed at a time. You may have persons that may think, well, all I have is $20 or $10 or $5 or even $1. You might be an adult, you might be a child, but remember this, every seed counts. God builds the kingdom of God with one or more seed as well. Isaac, you wanted to share something.
So I really like you mentioning that with today's topic of discipleship, because if you look at how the disciples acted early on in Jesus' ministry, they were really immature. Those were really, really small seeds. Mm-hmm. And look at what God did with those. So even if we only have $2, even if we only have $10, if we are taking steps of faith, then God can do everything with it.
That is so true.
There is no end to what God can multiply.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. That's so true. So true. And, you know, something that is a really neat topic to delve into is, you know, there are quite a few titles or names that the Holy Spirit goes by. Some of them are that he's the Holy Spirit, he's the Holy Ghost, he's the Helper, he's the Hand of God, he's the Kingdom of God, and a number of other titles or names that he carries. But, you know, Isaac, a powerful topic for us as believers to delve into and to read and meditate on is how the Holy Spirit works in us and through us. Because remember this, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all of them created the whole universe, and the Holy Spirit is everywhere. Yet at the same time, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and we're called to be vessels of the Holy Spirit. So that means the power that created the universe lives inside of us, and our capacity to be used by the Holy Spirit is endless. And so it's powerful to consider that God wants to use all of us mightily to do exploits as we learn to trust him and obey his word as well.
I was just talking about John 17 with somebody just a few days ago, and that's probably one of my favorite passages for thinking about, like, who is the Holy Spirit? How does the Holy Spirit work? Mm-hmm. And what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? So Jesus, this is like one of the longest sections of Jesus talking and teaching his disciples. There's like three and a half chapters or something of Jesus just explaining that he's going to have to go down the cross, but he's doing that so he can send the Holy Spirit. But he tells the disciples, I've given them the glory that God has given me, and I'm not giving it to just the disciples, but to everybody who believes in their message afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so that's him saying that whatever the disciples had access to, we also have access to. Mm-hmm. And whatever Amen. Jesus had access to, that's what the disciples have access to. That means we have access to Jesus and everything that he had.
And you know, that's a powerful topic. And it's like, on the one hand, there's a simple side to that. On another one, that's an overwhelming reality to think about, but it's powerful to consider.
Absolutely. I have no idea what to do with that information, but it's what the Bible says, and I believe it's true.
Amen. Amen. To call in to make a pledge to help us carry the work of American Family Radio and the American Family Association forward, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to make a pledge to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. We're going to listen to some more listener testimonies at this time.
My name is Beth. I live in Paris, Tennessee. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for your radio station. I'm a regular listener. And what first caught my attention one day when I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio was the fact that you had this pause for prayer. where you pray for individuals in the government. And I just thought that was so meaningful. And there's so many lies out there. Christians need a trusted news source that's got a biblical view. And I just think your station fits that bill. Thank you to your founder, Don Wildman, and God bless you all. And heretofore, I would be searching the radio dial for something to listen to, but not anymore.
My name is Joyce Anderson. I am calling from Moundsville, West Virginia, to encourage others to support American Family Radio. I'm nearly 80 years old now. It has been a wonderful blessing each day to me. It's my one place to go for truth. I love you all with the love of the Lord. I'm so grateful that you are teaching a biblical worldview. I look forward to every day. God bless you, and thank you.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I live in Central Arkansas. I look forward to hearing Hope for the Caregiver on the weekends. So very encouraging, uplifting, and I greatly appreciate American Family Radio and Jan Markell. I cannot leave her out. Thank you so much, American Family Radio, for continuing to put forth the truth.
You're listening to American Family Radio's Fall Share-a-thon, and our theme is Revive Us Again. And the theme scripture is Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Would you share one more time, Isaac, the number for people that want to call in to make a pledge to help us to continue the work of AFR?
Absolutely. You can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net.
You know, Isaac, on the broadcast, we often talk about the importance of being a student of Scripture for individual believers to read the Word daily, and I pretty regularly encourage believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in their Bible every day. And let me say to every single listener, I don't have the ability to overemphasize how important that is. I think in our humanness, too often we have not really seen the value of very simply opening the Word of God and spending time reading and meditating on it. Remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when you're reading the Word of God, you're spending time listening to Jesus. It reminds me of the powerful account found in Luke chapter 10 of when Mary and Martha have Jesus in their home. Mary sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to him. She's not concerned about cooking, cleaning, and all that other stuff that Martha seems to be overly concerned about. But Jesus doesn't scold Mary at all. In fact, Jesus is delighted that Mary is taking the time to sit at his feet and listen. And he tries to help Martha out, who's upset that her sister's not helping her. And Martha's words are, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's making me do this work alone? Tell her to help me." And Jesus very graciously says to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." In other words, one of the high priorities for every believer in all the world is being wise enough to have a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening and learning from him. And when you open the Word of God and spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God, it's a form of sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening and learning from him. And remember this, Jesus will spend all the time in the Word talking to you that you will spend listening. In other words, even though Jesus has a universe to run, he will take all the time that you'll take reading and meditating on the Word of God. And if you think to yourself, "Well, I don't see how he can do that, you know, it takes all the doing I can do to just concentrate on just reading, and he can spend time with me." Well, keep in mind, he's God. He can do that. Jesus can get more attention to 1 billion plus people at one time than you or I can give to one single individual. He's God. He can do that kind of thing. Lord, thank you again for all of our listeners. Flood them afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage them to be the diligent students of the Word of God that you'd have them to be, and help them to receive the great blessings and benefits of doing just that on a daily basis. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Isaac, tell our listeners again if they'd like to call in to make a pledge, how they can do that.
That's 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net.
Yes, and again, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and we appreciate all of you that are taking the time to both pray for the share-a-thon as well as to call in to make pledges as well, or you're one that may yet haven't called yet but are planning to call in. Thank you again for your participation. And as we mentioned earlier, every gift counts. So no matter how big, how small, every gift is important. So whatever gift you choose to give, we do appreciate it. That number once again, 1-877-616-2396 to call in to make a pledge. Again, 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to afr.net to give. We'll be right back.
Listening to AFA has been the joy of my life. I keep it on, I keep it turned up. I go from room to room doing my chores and get a blessing out of every word that comes out of everybody's mouth. We need more people like you, and I'm just so thankful that I have your radio station to get me through the day.
My name is Daryl. I live here in Conroe, Texas. Started listening to your station about 1.5 years ago when I discovered them here. Thank God for a great Christian radio station and what you guys do in impacting the kingdom, as well as trying to mobilize and inform people about issues that they can take up and help to glorify and honor God in the way that we approach the issues going on in this world today. So God bless you. Keep doing great work.
My name is Ron Bennett. I'm a deputy sheriff, police officer with the Decatur County Sheriff's Department in Decatur County, Tennessee. Thank you for the radio station that I enjoy listening to every morning, AFR. It gets me motivated and it helps me to get through my day as a police officer. not many of us are, as police officers, are accepted and well received in parts of our state and around the United States, but we have a hard job and we love helping others, and I get a lot of enjoyment being a school resource officer here at Riverside High School.
You're listening to American Family Radio. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. Our theme is Revive Us Again. And once again, our theme scripture draws from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 that tell us, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. And Isaac, share with our listeners once again, if they'd like to call in to make a pledge, how they can do that.
Yeah, you can call in at 1-877-616-2396. That is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And Pastor Joseph, I just wanted to say that I love our theme. And I also love the song you just played, If My People, by Fred Hammond. Mm-hmm. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. I think I got that quoted correctly, but it's the start of that. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. You were pushing listeners to read scripture in segment two, mm-hmm. and I think that is one of the main ways that we can seek the Father's face, mm-hmm. that we can look for the Father through scripture, see how he is in scripture. Jesus says that he is the one that reveals the Father to us, that mm-hmm. he can reveal the Father to whoever he wants to. And so if we're seeking the Father, we can find him. That's what Jesus says. And so let's search for him more and more through scripture and get closer to that revival.
You know, Isaac, I appreciate you pointing that out. You know, it's very helpful for us as believers to grasp the importance of doing just what the scripture says. Humbling ourselves and praying is a part of what that scripture refers to. And, you know, when we read the Word of God and we pray, actually we're doing both, because one form of humbling ourselves is submitting ourselves to the Word of God and listening. And so, and the reading and studying of the Word of God is a form of prayer. It's a form of listening and communing with our Heavenly Father. So we can do a big part of that verse, respond to it, as we simply get into God's Word. That's so, so important. And so thank you for sharing that. Would you pray for listeners to grasp that truth and really seek to walk that out in their lives?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being so patient and so kind with us. Thank you so much, Father, for being a good teacher and a gentle Father. And thank you so much, Father, for giving us what we need when we need it, for giving us our daily bread. Father, I ask that you would reveal to us more and more the truth of what it means to pursue your face, or to seek your face, to pursue knowing you. Father, I ask that you'd grow a hunger in our hearts for scripture, and that the reality, the importance of reading through your word, the love letters that you have left for us. Father, I ask that you'd reveal more and more the importance of that to us, that we could spend more time just getting to know you more relationally, because you are a present God. When Jesus went back up to heaven, he said, "I will be with you always to the very end of the age." And I believe that's true, Father. Thank you so much for being present and for leaving scripture for us to get to know you more. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. Again, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and we very much desire your prayers. Please pray with us for the Lord to anoint every moment of programming throughout the share-a-thon, that the Holy Spirit will speak to every listener, that the Holy Spirit would stir all of us to give ourselves more so to the Lord, to give ourselves more so to prayer, give ourselves more so to the Word of God, and give ourselves more so to obeying and living the Word of God as well. Again, our theme is Revive Us Again. And we're encouraging every believer to take time, please do take the time, to read and think on the theme scripture, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. And Isaac, share that number again, please.
That is 1-877-616-2396. 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. I'm going to read, specifically read the scripture that you were speaking of earlier, found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And I want to invite every listener to listen to every word of the verse, because it's powerful to really think on what God is calling us to do through this very important passage. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. I'm going to read it one more time. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. And again, Isaac, it's powerful to consider this very important truth, that we open the Word of God and spend time with the Word of God. That's a form of both humbling ourselves and praying. We're humbling ourselves and praying at the same time, because, again, to hear and spend time in the Word of God is an act of humility. You know, in our humanness, and it's helpful to understand this, in our humanness, to neglect the Word of God is pride. It's a way of kind of saying, Lord, I don't really need your wisdom. I'm smart by myself. I don't really need your guidance. I can do things on my own. And what an act of pride that is. But humility is saying, God, I need your wisdom, and I'm going to go after it. So that's an important thing to consider as well.
I found a few verses in Isaiah recently. I could not tell you the reference, but one of them was getting on to Israel, and it was saying they don't look to see what the Lord is doing. They don't ask the Father, what are you up to? Is basically what it was saying. And that was like a interesting thing to me, because like, how much are we just trying to do good things and good ministry without pausing to pray, humble ourselves and say, Father, you might have a better plan than I do. Mm. How much do we run off on our own instead of just saying, Father, I want to work with you first. If you have anything, let's make ourselves available for that first.
I want you to find those, and you can give us those references tomorrow.
Okay.
Because that's a powerful truth to look at, drawing from Scripture. So thank you for sharing that. The number one more time, if someone wants to call in to make a pledge to help us carry out the mission of American Family Radio.
1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396.
Father, thank you, Lord, for us as your church, and thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Help us both as the church and as a nation, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for every believer that's a part of our listening family right now. And thank you for all those who've lifted up in prayer today, as well as thank you again for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know you have never made the very, very important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day, a good day to be saved. Would you from your heart simply pray this prayer and commit your heart and life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the sins and wrongs I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead, victorious over sin, so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to get some literature to you and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We want to hear from you. And if you'd like to get a copy of the article we shared earlier, The Building Blocks of Discipleship, Being a Pro, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. And as we've been sharing with you, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. If you'd like to call in to make a pledge, we invite you to do that, as well as pray for us throughout these 3 days. Again, that number to call, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.